This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will file nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat today. Varanasi will go to polls in the 7th and the final phase of general elections on June 1st. Earlier this morning, Mr. Modi offered prayers at the Dashashwamedh Ghat on the banks of Ganga River in Varanasi. He also performed aarti at the ghat amid chanting of Vedic mantras. Prime Minister also sought blessings of Kal Bhairav, who is considered the Kotwal of Kashi. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will participate in the nomination of party candidate Virendra Chaudhary from Maharajganj constituency. Mr. Kharge will address a political rally in Gorakhpur district also. BJP National President J.P. Nadda and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will address political rally in Amethi, while Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also campaign in Amethi today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will hold a joint rally in favour of alliance candidate in Jhansi. The Samajwadi Party Chief will also address a political rally in Jalaun district. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will also hold a rally in Jhansi. Today is the last day to filing nomination for the 7th and the last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and the last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and the last phase will be held on the 1st of June. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was battling with cancer. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of Sushil Kumar Modi. In a condolence message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The sudden demise of Sushil Modi is an irreparable loss." She said Mr. Modi's gentle nature, contribution as an efficient administrator and integrity in public life were reflected in his personality and work. The President said as Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, Member of Parliament and Member of both the Houses of State Legislature, Sushil Kumar Modi upheld high ideals. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said the untimely demise of Sushil Kumar Modi is a huge loss to the nation's socio-political landscape. He said as a Member of Parliament and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, Mr. Modi believed in political propriety and always exemplified decency and decorum. Mr. Dhankar said his parliamentary contributions would ever be remembered. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sushil Kumar Modi has made an invaluable contribution to the rise of BJP and his success in Bihar. Mr. Modi said by opposing the emergency strongly, he had carved a niche for himself in student politics. The Prime Minister said Sushil Modi's understanding of subjects related to politics was very deep. He said Sushil Kumar Modi did a lot of commendable work as an administrator and his active role in passing GST will always be remembered. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said Bihar has lost a great political leader forever. Mr. Shah said his politics was dedicated to the interests of the poor and the backward. He said in this hour of grief, the entire BJP stands with his bereaved family. BJP President J.P. Nadda said that Sushil Modi's entire life was dedicated to Bihar and his efforts have been very helpful in taking the state on the path of development. Mr. Nadda said that his absence is an irreparable loss for countless BJP workers. In Kerala, the state coastal police have taken into custody cargo vessel Sagar Yuvraj that hit and sunk a fishing boat with the VRs today. The mishap claimed the lives of 2 fishermen, while 4 others were rescued by the ship's crew. The incident took place about 38 nautical miles off the coast of Ponani in the Arabian Sea. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will face the Italian pair of Simone Bolelli and Andre Vavasori in the men's doubles pre-quarters of the Italian Open in Rome today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.